Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. One of my favorite New Testament books is the book of Ephesians because it talks so much about the love of God and about spiritual warfare, the armor of God. And I got to say, I see those themes weave in and out of so many of your novels, that you are so passionate that followers of Christ, that they know that they're loved, but they also know that they're armed. And I want you to speak to why that's such a passion for you. Maybe that's my own observation, but I just see that. Speak to that if you would.
I will, because yes, the overwhelming love of God, His grace and His mercy set us in a position where we are so strong, but we have an enemy that wants to convince us that's not true. We have an enemy that wants us to convince us that those choices we made, that those regrets that we have, make us unworthy to really live the destiny and the calling and the strength that is in each inside each of us. And we would extend that same grace and mercy. If I came to you and I said, Susie, I did this and this and this and this, you'd go, oh man, Jim, His grace covers that. His grace covers that. Now go forth and live in your destiny, live in your glory, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could do that for me, but it's a lot harder for you to do that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess my point is that we have this battle going on in our mind where we again and again and again agree with the enemy when he tells us you're not good enough. And not only are you not good enough, you're not really worth it either. So why don't you just kind of give up and, you know, you haven't made much of an impact. And gosh, you blew it with your daughter last week. And we just buy into that when Jesus says, no, no. Have we made bad choices? Yes, of course. But we can go forward from this moment making a good choice, a greater choice, a wonderful choice. And we're going to blow it again. But every time Jesus says, come on, get back up. I'm here. I'm not condemning you. I'm not disappointed in you. This is a big one, Susie. I am not disappointed in you. And so many people think God's disappointed in them. Well, He's not. He's not. But just like the woman who was caught in adultery says, okay, that's gone. Forget that. Now, let's go forward and let's do something so glorious and so fun and so wonderful together. You ready? Come on, let's go.
What do you do, Jim, when you're dealing with feeling, when you're in the funk? I mean, there's times when you're not, where you have a strong sense of your identity in Christ. Not only do you have a strong spiritual sense, it actually feels true in your emotions. You know what I'm saying? When you feel like that, where you're walking in it and you're like, I feel bulletproof because I know that I know that I know. But there are other days where it just doesn't feel true. And it looks like it may be true for everybody but you. How do you get yourself out of that ditch when you start to feel maybe emotionally vulnerable, like a have-not, kind of more under the condemnation than you are in the acceptance of Christ?
That's a great question. And there's two ways I do this in my life. One is scripture. I mean, you have to be in scripture because that's true, right? You have to meditate on that and just go over and over and over and over it again. But sometimes people go, boy, I am so depressed. I am so down. I cannot even get myself to read my Bible. I can't even meditate on scripture. Here's what I suggest. And this is going back to the, it's impossible to read the label when you're standing inside the bottle. This is why fellowship, why having people in your life that can tell you the truth is so important, that you have people you can go to and you can go, Susie, you know, I'm just not seeing it. We need the Susies and the Jims and everybody's lives to come along and go, oh, you forgot what was on the label, didn't you? Well, let me tell you.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.